This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers and cooperatives across the country are seeing some long-awaited tax clarity thanks to a key provision recently passed in the Big Beautiful Bill. Chuck Spencer, the Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations at Growmark, talks with Andy Peterson about the 199A rules from the Big Beautiful Bill, coming up in a featured conversation next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Well, 2017 may be coming back to haunt us from a tax perspective to a certain extent. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did allow for some fairness, I guess, for farm businesses in terms of lowering the corporate tax rate from 31% to 21% for some pass-through entities. Chuck Spencer is the expert on this. And so as I understand it, that bill will sunset at the end of the year unless Congress acts. Is that correct?
Andy, you are correct. That was our perspective. And the recent action by Congress, when they passed what they titled as the Big Beautiful Bill, but what everybody looks at as the tax bill, and was signed July 4th there by President Trump, actually included the provisions that will permanently extend the Section 199AG. And I know it's a really very interesting title there. But as you pointed out, in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, there was permanent extension of the corporate tax rate at 21%. And then because of budgetary caps, they put personal tax rates and then tax rate for what cooperatives work with to expire here December 31st of 2025. And very fortunately, Congress is able to take action and pass this legislation that is very beneficial to agriculture. And I know there's a lot of opinions on the tax bill that exist, and that's certainly something that everybody has the right to hold. I'm just going to say, though, that if you and I go through all the different aspects of this tax bill and what it means for agriculture and what was included in it, it's almost a no-brainer to say that it is good that it passed for agriculture.
Yeah, so talk a little bit more about the Section 199AG and the fairness issue that you were concerned about that I guess just got solved.
Yes, I think that's something that has a history. Actually, Senator Grassley back in 2004 put together a provision in tax code called the Domestic Production Activities Deduction. Doesn't that sound somewhat similar to where we're at today when you would want to stimulate domestic production activities in the United States? And what they decided was, of course, that sounds very simple for someone who manufactures widgets and other componentry. But in 2005, it was determined that farmers are part of the manufacturing process or agriculture. So when we're producing our commodities, we're actually producing products.
You can find the full conversation up on the website at iowaagnet.com. Thanks to Chuck Spencer of Growmark for sharing that information. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.